one's far less about horror movies than it is about sort of horrors of human beings. Just sort of the horrific aspect of human nature and people you meet and have to deal with. And I think that, especially we sort of grew up doing this band, and we were always really obsessed with horror movies. And then on our first tour and tours, you go out and you meet people, and you realize how sort of odd human beings can be.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave us a lot of ammo, I guess, for this next record. And so there are much more real life sort of themes on this one.
Mm-hmm. And so I mean, are these like people you meet just like on tour, or just kind of like?
People you meet, strangers, are also people you learn to see a different side of after you've known them for a while, kind of thing.
Well, I mean, I guess part of my reason for asking that is, like, a certain types of, like, when your music is all about, like, these kind of, like, you know, the monster imagery and that sort of thing. I mean, do you attract, like, weird fans that you meet on the road?
Yeah, there's some weirdos. There's definitely some weird fans. Jonah and I always talk about the phenomenon of, well, never mind. There's just, yeah, I mean, sometimes you meet weird fans that are really obsessed with it, and you, and, you know, they're relatively far between, but it can get kind of weird, but that's okay. You know, it's part of it. It's all right. They're usually harmless. So far, so good. We've made it out.
Why? So far, so good.
But actually, for the most part, I will also clarify that we have the most amazing fans in the world. They've been incredibly supportive of us, and especially in Seattle, where, you know, our fan base is the strongest. They're just, I feel like they're very dedicated to our music, and it's a really gratifying feeling, and we're very, very lucky.